All right, we're back for another edition of Drummer Nation, the show where we talk about all things related to drums, drummers, and drumming. And today is a special, well, they're all special, but today is a little different in that I have a good friend of mine on, Neil Smith, along with my partner in crime and co-host, Adam Nussbaum. And I'll tell you more in a second. First, let me say hello to these gentlemen. Neil, how are you, brother?
Doing great. How about yourself, Mike?
Oh, it wasn't long that you were here, man. You were down in Atlanta. I saw you play with Russell Malone.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Playing your butt off, man. We spent some time together. It was great. Mr. Nussbaum, my esteemed co-host, thank you for coming again.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, the topic of the show is the Grammys, because they just were on, what, a month or so ago, and many great artists go their entire lives and never even nominated for a Grammy, let alone win one. And Neil Smith is the proud recipient of a Grammy. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, that's a very big deal. You know, you go your whole life and not get one, as I just said. And it must have been a special thing for you.
Yeah. Definitely not expected. You know, when you're in the process, you know, the day-to-day grind, mm-hmm. you know, playing and trying to make a difference and change some of the paradigms and ideologies in which we live in, you know, you're not thinking about stuff like an award or, you know, in terms of a Grammy or anything like that, you know. So it's really nice when someone does acknowledge you for, you know, your artistry. And
it's a big deal, man. I mean, I went to a NARIS party once and they said, you know, say what you want about the Grammys. If you win one, it goes in your obituary.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. And in my situation, it's not so much just winning the award, but all of the members of the ensemble won an award under their name. So it's not just me participating in a group and being the percussionist and drummer for the group, which won an award. Actually, we all, when our album was submitted, it was submitted under all of our names as co-leaders. So we each, you know, are winning an award, and it's a little bit overwhelming to have an award like that, you know.
With your name on it.
With your name on it, you know, it's not.
You get the hardware and it's got your name on it.
Yeah, yeah, should be here in about a month.
Well, good for you. We're going to talk about all that stuff in a minute, but I know a lot of drummers and musicians have been on Grammy-winning records, but sure. and Adam, you're one, right?
Yeah.
But you don't have a Grammy in your house. That's a shame, so, everybody.
Listen, you know, the way I look at it, I was happy to be a participant.
Absolutely.
And I was grateful that it was acknowledged.
Absolutely.
Reality being as it is, I've never had any of those kind of awards or things like that. The award for me is always to be hired by the people that I love and respect. And that is like, you know, if they're putting a smile in your pocket, that's a nice validation. Because awards are nice and things like that. It's nice to get it from an external thing, but it's nice when you're getting it within the community. And it's a fascinating thing. Like you said, you know, they'll put it in your obit, you know, Grammy award winning or whatever, you know, so it's a nice thing when that happens.
Well, Neil, let's back up and talk about what the project was. Neil's been an established jazz player for a long time in and around New York and the New England area, and you teach a bunch of places. Tell us where you teach.
I teach at Berklee College of Music, and I also teach at Longy School of Music for their master's program. And I also teach at Harvard via Berklee. They have a dual master's program. And so I'm in Boston basically 3 days a week and working through all three schools when I go up. So,
And being a jazz musician as well.
yep.
And a father.
And a father of two beautiful children, yes.
You got it going on, brother. You got the whole thing happening. So tell us about this project. What was the whole thing from the get-go?
So, these are some of the best musicians in the world. Not only are they wonderful in the classical idiom, but they can all really improvise really well, and they have a great knowledge for jazz and creative and contemporary music. It's quite difficult these days to try to get a job in an orchestra. There are not that many positions open and available. And
And nobody leaves.
and nobody leaves. People, they try to live that thing out as long as they can, just because of the security and stability that comes along with it. So they took it upon themselves to start their own group, an organization, I should say, organization, and they've been out here for now 27, 28 years doing this, and they have a lot of, over these years they've developed quite a following and quite a roster of projects. They do residencies all over the world. At different universities and also with major orchestras all over the world.
Well, Neil, if
Not,
I could interrupt you, you're being very generous in your
yeah.
Praise and accolades for your fellow musicians. But I
Yeah.
want to focus on your personal experience. Where
Yeah.
was the award ceremony?
Okay, it was in LA.
So
It
you
was
flew out to the West Coast.
at the Crypto Arena.
Bring me through that.
I didn't know. I just didn't know what to expect. I've never been to anything like this before. I've just heard about it, and
And you don't know you're going to win.
you definitely don't know you're going to win. You have no idea. So the day before the ceremony, there was a party for all the nominees, and I get there right at the beginning of it, and you get there and there's just like a couple thousand people, and I don't know anyone there, but everyone's dressed to the nine and they're having a good time, and it's just like this overwhelming feeling of how did I get here? And then once I saw the members of the group, it was just like, wow, I think we were more in tears. Just the excitement. Just I was just happy being there. I just said, wow, we got this. First of all, just to get nominated, and then now we're here at this celebration, and I guess the reality really set in. They give all the nominees gold medals. And I was, once they give you that gold Tiffany medal, it's just like, wow. And now you're just walking around the room and everyone has these medals. And it's just like, this is really happening. And so I said, okay, well, maybe this is kind of like the Grammy scene. So the party was really nice, but that's, I'm still thinking about the ceremony. Like, what is that going to be like? Am I going to have a good seat? Like, what am I, what is, what, I don't know what to expect.
This is all the night before the party, right?
Yeah, and I'm not really good around a lot of people. I'm, my personality, I get anxiety being around that many people, especially when I don't kn know anyone. So then the next day, morning, I wake up very early and take a cab over to the place. And soon as I get there, there's limos and all the fancy cars, and all you see is all these people getting out in these massive outfits, just anything you can imagine. And it's like 10:30 in the morning, and I'm just like, wow, this okay. And we're at there was quite a process just to get in the arena, but once you're inside, it's just like, wow, this thing is really happening. You take photos, and you just kind of, I was just basically just kind of looking around, just in awe, wondering, okay, what do I do next? Where do I go? And then it really hit me once I got into the auditorium. They give you a schedule, and this thing is programmed to the second. So you get this program, and it goes through all of the announcements. So you know exactly at what minute you're going to get announced. At 2:07, this announcement will be made.
You don't
At
want to be in the
two,
men's room.
you don't, yeah. And so, when you see that, you're like, wow. And it's
It's accurate.
100% accurate, which was, I was like, wow, okay, so I get it now. This is for television, and this is how they do, this is how they keep it so programmed. And so I'm there, they're doing the announcements, and it's 40 seconds per, that's announcements, get to the stage, get the award, get off the stage. 40 seconds. And it's to the T. It does not go back. It's not 45 seconds. It's not like, oh, give them a minute. It's not, that's not how this thing works. It's like,
And
fuck.
they play that music to, like, if you're there
Yes.
too long, they shut you down, right?
They really do shut you
Oh,
down.
yeah.
Now, I remember it was a big stink one year when Sinatra got cut off.
Yeah, no, they sh it's 40 seconds. And here's the thing. If I could show you the size of that place. Okay. So we're there. We're there.
How was your
And
seat?
my seat, I was like in the middle, towards the middle,
Orchestra?
but like I had really good
Mezzanine.
seats. I had really good seats. But the thing about it is, though I was in the middle, it was really far to get to the stage, very far, and it's
That's all
dark.
part of your 40 seconds.
Yes, and
And
it's
you're in a
dark.
darkened room,
You can't see in front of you. And
right.
so I have, so with the with anxiety, and okay, so we're sitting there, this is, we're getting closer to our category, and next thing you know, they're like saying all the people in your category, and then they say the winner. And I don't know how I felt. I didn't feel nervous. It was just kind of like, well, listen, we got this far. That's good enough for me. And then once they said our names, it was kind of like, wait a minute, what?
Now
And
I
then
gotta go up there, yeah.
that second, the first thing, I didn't know which way to go, right or left,
Right.
because I had like 30 people on each side of me. like that feeling. You have 40 seconds to, and we were, I was so far back there. And so, when the nominees come up, they're running or sprinting. And so I'm like running, running. And then as I'm running, Terry Lynn Carrington intercepts me in the aisle and gives me this big warm hug and kiss. And then I'm like, okay, let me get up there. And so it's so dark and I can't see. I finally made it to the stage. I was the last one to get to the stage because I was afraid I was gonna slip and fall. And I was like, this can't be on TV. Like, This, I had on a new pair of shoes that
Right.
with the bottom is like really,
Leather soles, yeah.
yeah. And there are no railings on the stairs to go up to the stage. And I'm thinking, okay, you're going to create history, and it's not going to be
Fall into the pit,
because of the music.
land on a timpani or
And
something.
I literally walked so slow up each stair, and when I got to the, I'm not kidding, when I got to the top of the top stair, it's like I could feel my heart doing this. Not because of the award, because I actually made it up those stairs. And then after that, the rest was just kind of it was just a celebration after that.
Meanwhile, you
Very.
could play to 100,000 people and you're fine with
Oh
that.
man, yeah,
It's the TV thing, yeah.
but it was just a very overwhelming experience, just on so many levels. I can never saw this coming.
Can I ask a question? Who else were your constituents in the rhythm section?
There was Alex Brown playing piano, and Edward Perez played bass.
Okay.
Yeah, really, really fine musicians, really good people.
Nice.
Quite an experience.
Still, it's kind of like, wow, did this all really just happen? But we're just continuing to press forward. We're thinking about, it's just that happened,
So
but
this is an ongoing concern, right? It wasn't just one recording. You're going to keep going. It's been going on a long time.
They do a lot of projects. They do so many, like, they've done some really great projects with VJ Iyer. They've done some really wonderful projects with Wayne Shorter. The list is so long, and they present all over the world, it's really something just to see all the things that they do, and the people that they collaborate with.
Do you have legit chops too? You're a mallet player and all that stuff?
I play all the instruments. I play mallets, play timpani. I've always loved classical music. I teach mallets.
I didn't know that about you.
I'm actually writing a book right now, a snare drum, an advanced snare drum book, which it's kind of funny. I shouldn't even say that. It's starting off as a snare drum book, but it's manifesting and into something else. Snare drum and drum set concepts now. This is a book. I'm gonna publish it myself, and I can't really put in it under like any category. I think it covers a lot. Again, it's for the advanced drummer. So that's something that I'll be talking to you about soon.
Yeah, well, let me ask you some things about the music business as we're moving forward. Jazz music seems to have a smaller percentage of the marketplace than maybe it ever did. And but the artisans are just continuing. They're going to continue to play this music, of course. And this is a cool idea to mix and match it, borrow from other genres and styles. You see a lot more of this happening as time goes on.
Well, yes, I do actually. Yes, is I feel like we're consistent. The world is consistently evolving. Music and art, music is continually evolving. It's rare these days just to find that one, find an artist that just kind of does one thing. I think it seems like this younger generation, they're into many different things. I not just jazz or not just classical music. I think this younger generations, these generations coming up now are into, let's say classical music, contemporary music, and not just that, but
World music.
the world music, but the engineering
Right.
aspect, engineering and production aspect. And that right there already adds kind of a
Let me ask you
diversity.
both about that. Do you involve yourself with that? Are you an engineer guy? Do you buy microphones and all that kind of stuff? And
I am actually new to the game with this, but now I am. I one thing about that I was blown away by at the Grammys was the fact that out of all the drummers that I saw perform, they all had either two or three laptops and triggers and sequencers in addition to the drum set. A lot of the drummers were the musical directors. They were running the show. All most of those A lot of the shows, individual shows, were being directed by the drummer. They were going from song to song, and that was the drummer playing a trigger. And the industry standard these days, especially in the pop, I don't even want to say
But
in
when I say pop, Neil,
it.
I refer to popular music.
Yes, I was
I know
just
there's a
getting ready to
style
say
of pop, but
I
I
was going
mean
to
popular
say,
music. Anything that has a chance of being a hit or having radio airplay, I call popular music.
In popular music, I mean, these days that's the standard just to get in the door. And so that was something that's been sitting in the back of my mind. And I teach at one of the most progressive institutions out here. And I have a lot of that stuff in front of me. I never thought that I would start going that direction. But it's not going to hurt me to learn new concepts. It's
Now look at
just not
me, man.
what
I didn't. This is not native to me.
I am. Yeah.
Adam was making the point that his son, I think, was telling him that he's a digital native and we're digital immigrants. Right, Adam?
Absolutely. I mean, these are the times we're in now.
Absolutely.
We cannot deny what's occurring in society and technology and things like that. You have to try to embrace it. And I think it's necessary nowadays, as you were saying, Neil, that we need to be aware of what's going on, because the template of how I grew up is not the template of how people are growing up now.
Exactly. I mean, I was telling one of the first things I said to my students, all the students were very happy when I got back and they said, "Could you tell me something about it?" And I said, "Well, if I wanted to play with any of those artists that I saw at the Grammys, I wouldn't qualify." They kind of laughed. They, "Ha ha ha, yeah, right." And I said, "No, I'm very serious. I wouldn't qualify. Some of those projects, yes, I could play the music, definitely. But you can't just walk in the door with a stick bag and your cymbals. They'd be like, "Where's your stuff? Where's your stuff?" I mean, those drummers were doing the whole, running the whole show from the drum chair, and it was very overwhelming. The drummer who was playing for the actual ceremony, Nate Morton, he was incredible. He was absolutely incredible. And I've been doing a lot of research on him after seeing him play. It's just like a totally different world now.
You know, I
And
saw Steve, an interview with Steve Gadd decades ago, and they asked him about some microphones. He said, "I don't know, man. I'm a drummer. That's somebody else's job." And I remember with Paul McCartney, they asked him about what kind of strings he used on his bass. He said, "Long, shiny, gray ones." So that
no,
older generation was not about that.
it's a very different time, and I'm actually really glad that I saw that, because if someone told me about it, yes, I would listen, I would pay attention to it. Being at Berkeley and just seeing a lot of things that go on there, that's one thing, but it was very different being in this environment and seeing and just having that feeling like, wow, I couldn't play with anybody here. I couldn't play with one band.
It's a long way from a Rudy Van Gelder session, right? Where they have two rehearsals and go over to New Jersey and do 2 3-hour dates, and that's the album.
No. And now I'm starting to, start incorporating sequencers and triggers and working with her. So now, this is kind of like my first professional run with this stuff. I'm learning via through my students. I play the music for them, and I'm like, hey, can you help me with this? Where should I start with this? Or what do you recommend? And they give me ideas, and they've been walking me through this, but this is a whole new world for me. I mean, I
I get it, man. I
like
get
Adam
it.
said, I'm just trying to figure out how to play a better quarter note. What about? But I actually find some of this is fun.
I get caught up in the gear. I kind of dig it. I had to do an article that's not out yet for Electronic Drummer magazine out of Australia. And I researched that shit for weeks and weeks before I put, got to writing words. Because, and it was only about, helping students get enough gear to be a drummer and take online lessons or teach it. And just that little part of it sent me to the woodshed.
No, it's definitely a whole world. And
Now, do you teach online?
I taught online during
During the
the
pandemic, right?
pandemic, and occasionally, if someone is in a different country, I'll teach online, do online lessons.
How about you, Adam? You teach online?
I've done several, I have a little Zoom, one of those Q something. It's like a
I got one up
little.
there. Q2Ns.
And I had that, and I just do my best and try to get something going on, and hopefully there's not too much latency. Right, a very good device. I mean,
Very
the
cool.
Zoom products are great. They're very cost effective. And the times we're in, it's an interesting reality for sure. I mean, I'm still somebody that believes that if you're playing an acoustic instrument, you need to develop your sound, your
Oh, absolutely.
and
Absolutely.
that has to be taken care of, so you at least have that aesthetic. What I've found is nowadays, I'm sounding like an old man when I
No, you're
say,
not. No, you're not. No,
but
man, you're
no, this
talking
is
the
an
truth.
important perspective.
You're speaking the truth. It's funny that you just said what you just said. I was just with Lenny White last week. Lenny White and Stanley Clark and a few others, and Lenny said the almost verbatim what you just said. He said the aesthetic, having the aesthetic. Those were his. That was, man.
Well, we're all spinning the web different, but we all have the same kind of love and passion for this. Lenny was somebody I used to hear when I was younger, just like when he would hear cats when he was, we're all part of this continuum now. And What I find is that nowadays, everybody's so used to instant, you know, here it is. I can get it. Bingo. And, you know, somebody comes, they hear you play, and they go, I want to learn how to play the cymbal like you. And I say, well, you know, man, you can't Google this. You can't ask Siri. This takes time, and you have to work at it. And you have to understand that. And now, with the world, you know, with the digital and everything coming together, it's difficult for people when they're used to everything being instant to put in the time. And I'm just somebody where I feel like as a drummer, we need to be able to work with our fellow man. And I think the way we all improved as musicians, I know for myself, was always playing with people, not just my peers, but people that were more experienced than me, and having that reality where it's still direct contact with mentors and things like that. Or it's like, you know, I got my ass kicked by the best. I'm amazed I still have one, you know, after all the time that it happened. And this is something I still think, which has to be continued. And that,
I
you
think
know, combined with the elements of what's happening with technology and everything.
that's what I was just going to say.
You know,
It's
you
not
know, you
a
know.
choice of one side of the coin or another. You know, the younger kids have to learn how to play the instrument and how to have the nuance and sophistication of tone and sound and all that. But those of us who aren't spring chickens have to embrace the new stuff too.
Adam, I agree with you 100%. Everything that you just said, 100%. These days, a lot of the people that we consider great, are leaving us.
Let's mention while we're here.
Mr. Heath left of us yesterday, so when you look at kind of like this new gen, the, not new, the generations coming up, and what's happening in the business, the new leader is in their 20s. It's the new leader is in their early 30s and their 20s. And that's completely opposite how we came up on the scene.
That's what I was
You
thinking too.
know, it's completely opposite. And that's not going to change. That's their thing, and that's why this is where they why things are. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. There's like some of my favorite drummers in terms of my peers, and just thinking about like there's this product called Sunhouse Products, which I actually just got a set and am being tutored by my students on how to use it.
A set of what? What is it?
Sunhouse, that it's like a triggers slash like you could turn your drum into like multiple triggers and sequence sounds. It's really cool. And I was gonna say that two of my favorite drummers of in terms of my peers age wise are Marcus Gilmore and Kendrick Scott. Two really amazing musicians. They're like two of the best playing this music right now, and they use these products and incorporate them into their music, and it sounds really hip. But the thing is, they're really great at playing the instrument first, and this is just an additive thing.
The frosting on the cake.
Exactly. So that's that's kind of the model I would like to create and standard I'd like to create for myself.
I like that idea, because I always think let's use this technology to try to expand and augment our sonic palette. You know, I wouldn't want it to be drum sound.
You said it before. You said working to get your sound, working to get you know, and that takes a lifetime. It takes a lifetime.
Well, that's a great story, Neil, and I'm so glad you got that award, and it's well deserved, and I know you'll treasure it. And you'll have it in your home, man. You put it on the mantle, your children will have it, your grandchildren will have it. It's a big deal, man.
It is a big deal, and I'm
As Joe Biden said to Barack Obama, this is a big fucking deal.
I'm just hoping that all the young drummers out there are getting enough opportunity to play with their peers and elders because, we have to try to continue what we've been grateful to receive. And I just know that I have just so much gratitude along the way to have played with people that have helped up my game. And it just didn't happen with my friends. And,
Absolutely.
having the right attitude, having the right perception, still having that love and passion. I mean, why did we start to do this in the first place? Because we loved it. And we have to remember that word play. It's supposed to be fun. If
Thank
it's
you.
not fun, I mean, how tired are we of getting on airplanes and doing everything? That's all the work. We get and we hear the band count off, then we get to play.
That's the
Bring it
reward.
in. It's the curse of the blessing and the blessing of the curse.
There's another A-bomb. I like that one.
If you wouldn't mind, I would. If could I just play two things? Could
Yes,
I add
please.
two things?
And the Grammy goes to Passion for Bach and Coltrane, Alex Brown, Harlan Quartet, Imani Winn, Edward Perez, Neil Smith, and A.B. Spellman, Silas Brown, and Mark Dover. Let's talk, let's share, and let's grow together.
And Harlem String Quartet, Harlem String Quartet, Alex Brown, Neil Smith, and Edward Perez, the most best people that you could ever collaborate with.
I want to add that there's a video that's coming out that they done. It's kind of a documentary on the ensemble, and also they just released a video of the actual session. And I just quickly just want just to share just a little bit of that.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
And it's available on their site, on the Imani Winn's site here.
There he
So
is.
this is the actual session.
I remember A.B. Spellman's name from liner notes on, I mean, I think he may have done the liner notes for Out to Lunch with Eric
Really?
Dolphy. I mean, he's been around for quite a, how old is he now?
Absolutely. He is just shy of 90.
Yeah, I
Wow.
mean,
Yeah, just shy of 90.
right. Because I
Okay.
remember the name. I know he was given one of the Jazz Master Awards, through NEA. I always, joke with a friend of mine. I say when he plays, it's like bebop.
Maybe music doesn't have to be expensive.
Neil, thank you so much for your input and
Thank you for
congratulations on
having
the
me here.
award.
I feel honored just to sit with you and Adam Nussbaum. I mean, this is incredible. I don't take
I'm the
it
one in
lightly.
some high cotton here, so I appreciate both of you guys. But we're going to keep doing these. And Neil, you're welcome to come on at any time. Adam, my esteemed co-host. We got love some big ones coming up, too.
Love you dearly, Mike. You already know, man.
You're my brother from another mother, Neil.
Yeah, man. Many years, bro.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I love you both, and appreciate the show. And we'll get together soon, okay?
Yeah, man. Thank you both.
Take care, Neil. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, brother.
Best to your family, and let's just hope for peace in this world.
Oh, man. Say that again.